The leaders of France, Britain, and Germany acknowledged Saturday that they disagreed over a timetable for transferring power to Iraqi authorities, but said they were united in wanting the United Nations to play a greater role in Iraq. The leaders met in Berlin just days before the UN considers a draft resolution on administering post-war Iraq. In a news conference following the summit, the three leaders took pains to stress the areas where they were in agreement.
Der Konvent hat nach unserer gemeinsamen Auffassung gute Arbeit geleistet.
German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, the summit host, said the three leaders shared similar views on a common administrative framework for Europe, a stronger European defense structure, and faster economic growth. Even when it came to Iraq, a subject which continues to divide the three countries, British Prime Minister Tony Blair said all three leaders were united in wanting a peaceful transition to democracy in post-Saddam Iraq.
The whole purpose of the discussion before the United Nations now is that the United Nations can play its full part. And that is precisely the reason why it is in everyone's interest that we reach agreement, as I believe that we will do.
But Mr. Blair ducked a question on whether the transition to self-rule should take place after years or just months, as France insists. And French President Jacques Chirac acknowledged the three leaders were not, quote, on the same line on this matter.
Je crois que l'ONU, en tant que représentant de la communauté internationale,
Mr. Chirac repeated his call for the United Nations to take on more responsibility in Iraq. Both Mr. Chirac and Mr. Schroeder, who has largely sided with the French president on the issue, are scheduled to meet soon with President George W. Bush in New York. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Berlin.